I was reading the story of a man who got lost in a blizzard, and he was in trouble. And as it got colder and colder, he was trying to figure out how to stay warm. And this article was kind of interesting in pointing out what happens when you are stranded in a blizzard and you're trapped. And this man was literally beginning to freeze to death. Now, you would think when that happens, you would be cold. But in fact, this article went to point out that when you begin to freeze to death, you actually feel warm all over, and you lose that sensation of being cold. I found that really interesting, that it is a medical fact that when you get to a certain point, you start to feel warm instead of feeling cold, and it actually begins to feel good. And so what the medical journals say is that you actually begin to fall asleep, and you can't wake up because it feels good. It feels too good when you're freezing to death. Isn't that an oddity? But that's really the medical facts. I got to thinking about that a little bit. You know, we are in this blizzard of a world, and if we're not careful, we can begin to freeze to death and not even notice it, because it can feel good according to this world's standards. But you know, God tells us, watch out. Watch out. The Apostle Paul reminded the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. He said this, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead." You see, we have that tendency in this world to just be taken in by it all, and we can go to sleep, spiritually speaking. But he says, wake up, and Christ will give you light. See, then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, this has a connection to God's holy days as well. Awake, wake up, don't allow yourself to be frozen to death and feel good by fitting into the standards of this world. We've got to be different. And so he says, wake up, rise from the dead, turn to Christ, and look how you live. Watch how you live. So he says, walk circumspectly. That's one of the mistakes that people often do if they end up in a blizzard and they're lost. They'll lay down, and then they have that tendency to go to sleep. Well, we can't lay down spiritually. We have to keep active and keep doing and keep growing more and more Christ-like in our behavior and in our character. And so when you think of these types of things, wake up and keep walking that Christian walk. And as we do that, we recognize the world that we live in, and we're striving then to be more Christ-like. So don't fall asleep. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time. We'll